Kim, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Yes, indeed, it is a very grim and what she called sort of a depressing outlook on her student loan debt.
Well, we talk about the mountain of debt that the country has, a dollar or two or trillion, but student loans has a big number attached to it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's a growing number. It's at this point on track to exceed more than credit and auto loans, and it's also coming as students are graduating. More of them have student loan debt. It's a much bigger debt than it's been in the past. I don't know about you, Tony, but when I graduated, I didn't have this kind of debt. But I can see why a lot of students are concerned about it.
And you write,
as well as others.
Yeah, you write, as college costs have continued to outpace both family incomes and available grants, so students have to borrow more money as a result.
Right. Additionally, a lot of states are scaling back their support to Michigan. Michigan is one of the states in the nation that has one of the lowest supports to higher education. So they continue to not give as much to universities to help support them, public universities, that is. Universities, in turn, pass on the cost to students and every year continue to increase tuition.
When you talk about scholarships, you think, well, there's a free ride to get you through school, but you write of a University of Michigan senior who had to take out a $10,000 loan despite having a four-year scholarship.
Yes, this student had thought that he was going to go to school and was maybe going to have to borrow $500 a month to help cover his costs, but in the end, he ended up taking out $10,000, and he's afraid because he wants to go to law school, but is afraid of the debt that's going to kind of compound with the $10,000 he's already had to take out. And additionally, I've talked with a number of other students who are graduating with big debt loads and want to go on and maybe pursue law school or medical school, but they're afraid of the additional debt they're going to have to take on and, in fact, are not moving into those careers.
And this is a story that's plaguing many students at many of the state's universities. Looking at Ferris State, the average debt for 2010 graduates is $35,000 plus. At Michigan Tech, it's $33,000. At Michigan State, it's more than $21,000. At the University of Michigan Ann Arbor, it's $27,000 plus. So this is a problem that's not going away.
Right. According to the Project on Student Debt, they track all these figures, and they say the state average in Michigan for a student who's graduating is about $25,000, and that ranks 11th in the nation. And the proportion of students who do graduate with debt this spring, on average in Michigan, is 60%.
Now, Kim, it could be said that maybe these students just can't go to college or have to figure out another way as opposed to taking on this debt.
Well, you know, I suppose a lot of people do think, though, of as college as an investment. Now, I know politically there's been some debates about who should be going to college, but many say that if students want to go on, it is important for students to make sure their future is brighter, that there needs to be some way to help students cope with this debt if they do choose to go on.
Fascinating story. You've been talking with Kim Kozlowski from the Detroit News. You go to DETnews.com. Thanks so much, Kim.
Have a great day. Thank you.